We're just a little over an hour away from the hush money trial of former President Donald Trump resuming in New York. A dozen Manhattanites already selected to serve on that jury. They need to get to the alternates today, but there is a high likelihood that we could see opening arguments in this case beginning Monday, and that's what the judge has instructed both sides. Be prepared for opening arguments on Monday. Tom Leonard is a partner with Plunkett Cooney. He's also the former Speaker of the Michigan House of Representatives and a former Attorney General candidate. Tom Leonard, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Good. As you just are in the cheap seats with the rest of us, everything, there's a lot unusual about this case. But has the voir dire process been above board, and do you think that a fair jury has been impaneled?
So, you know, without actually being there working on this, it's hard to say for certain. I mean, seemingly it says yes, but you know what? The American people are now getting an inside look at how tedious and how long this process is. I mean, and you nailed it. It has to be a fair and impartial jury. And this one is especially hard. I mean, you're in New York City, a very, very dark blue area, dealing with the most high-profile defendant this country has ever seen. I mean, who has not formulated an opinion about Donald Trump? So to get 12 panel jurors plus six alternates who say that they can be fair and impartial is very tough. And that's why this thing has taken a week so far.
But, Tom, you know, to have 12 jurors seated this quickly, was that expected?
I bet this is about the timeline that they were expecting it. This is a long process. And think about this. I mean, they've been sitting there for a week, 8 hours a day, questioning these jurors one at a time. And, I know day one, I believe they had 180 jurors that were, selected, not panel, but selected. And I believe half of them were gone the first day, just simply going through their questionnaires because they admitted they couldn't be fair and impartial. So, I think this is about the timeline that they were looking for. According to them, it will start on Monday.
But Tom, because the judge said, raise your hand if you think you can't be impartial, that shortened the timeline here. Otherwise, it would have been every individual being questioned.
Oh, absolutely. And even when they say they are going to be fair and impartial, you still have to go through a lot of questions to make certain that juror is telling the truth, or maybe implicitly, they may not have some type of bias that you may not know of. So, the types of questions that they're looking at here are, what is your news source? I mean, for instance, if a juror says, I only watch CNN and MSNBC, then the Trump defense team is probably going to try to get that juror kicked. If you've got one that says, I only watch Newsmax or Fox News, then the prosecution's probably going to try to get that juror kicked. So it is a very tedious process.
Interesting, Tom, that, of course, going in and out of court, Donald Trump has been very vociferous in his criticism that this is election interference. It takes him off the campaign trail, that it's motivated by Joe Biden. Interestingly now, there seems to be a growing narrative on the other side from Alvin Bragg and his team saying, you're darn right it's about election interference. You tried to hide pertinent information about an affair you had with a porn star. And so they
prior to the election,
and that's a form of election interference as well. Can both be true? And does Bragg's argument hold water?
I've had some of the four indictments, or I guess the four cases, if you will, that Donald Trump has been facing. This is the one that I've probably been the most critical of because, Donald Trump has essentially been charged with 38 what were misdemeanors, mm-hmm. and they enhanced them to a felony because they brought, a campaign finance violation. And I believe, I hate to impugn motives, but I believe this were any other person in New York. I don't believe that this prosecutor would be going after him for felonies. But, that said, here's where we are.
But does he make a point when he says, look, you tried to hide something very pertinent to voters ahead of the 2016 election, so spare me your interference argument?
Those are allegations right now. We will see if Alvin Bragg's, arguments hold up if Donald Trump is convicted here in the next few weeks. Right now, I would say those are just allegations.
So, Tom, the former president posted something on Truth Social that he attributed to Fox News host Jesse Waters, saying that they are catching undercover liberal activists lying to the judge in order to get on the Trump jury. is that violation of the gag order?
So likely not. And there's going to be a show cause hearing on Tuesday to decide that. The judge is going to go through this. He's going to have an open hearing, talk to President Trump, his defense counsel, the prosecutors. Again, Donald Trump has been very good at tiptoeing to right up to the line without crossing it. It's very hard to gag a criminal defendant. Now, would I have sent out that tweet? Absolutely not. If I was defense counsel, would I have advised him not to, or would I be happy that he did? No, but likely not a violation of the gag order.
It's sort of against the spirit, though. You're not supposed to identify these jurors or any way or intimidate them in any way. And it seems like it goes against the spirit at the very least.
And my guess is if that argument is raised in court on Tuesday, the Trump defense team is going to say, Judge, all he was doing was retweeting or requoting something that was out there. Again, was it appropriate? No. Would I have done it? No. But it seems like he tiptoed right up to the line without crossing it. But we'll know more on Tuesday.
Isn't something going on today, too, a Sandoval hearing to let the defendants know if they want to go to the stand?
I don't know. I have not seen that, but that's something that would have to be done before the actual trial starts and before they have opening arguments. So that I don't know, but it would seem that that would be the case if they're going to start arguments on Monday or opening arguments on Monday.
Former President Trump has said that he is prepared to testify in his own defense in this case. He has said that this liaison never happened. There are others that will testify to the contrary. But if you were defense counsel in this case, is there any way you would put him on the stand? And wouldn't you just assume that Alvin Bragg has a perjury trap set for him?
So without knowing everything they have in front of them, it's very difficult to answer that question. But as a general rule of thumb, the defense attorney does not want to put their client on trial, especially if you have one like, Donald Trump, who can lose his cool, under pressure, under questioning. I would say it's going to be very unlikely that he takes the stand in this case. I would put everything on Alvin Bragg, and I would make him prove this case beyond a reasonable doubt.
It's funny. These are mundane things that happen in court all the time, but this is not the ordinary because of who the defendant is. So we will certainly be watching.
Absolutely, yes. And it's not ordinary. Like I said, this is the most high-profile defendant we've ever seen, which makes this case that much more difficult.
It sure does. Tom Leonard, we appreciate your insights and always our friends at Plunkett and Cooney.
Hey, thank you, my friends. Appreciate you. Look forward to coming back.
All right, good enough. And we will see what the rest of the day brings. Tall order to get 6 more jurors, and hopefully you wouldn't have any of the 12 fall off the wagon like
That's
we
right.
did yesterday.
Maybe they should get extra ones.
The alternates to the alternates. Right. Yeah, you need a deep bench in these court cases. When we come back, the Lions making a big splash yesterday, a wonderful event to kind of rave up and rev up their season ticket holders and unveiling some new uniforms, including a new helmet design. Is it on your shopping list? We'll get to that next.